This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden and the White House are conferring with allies over the Iranian attack on Israel. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The meeting of G7 leaders was to work out a coordinated diplomatic response to Iran's first ever direct attack into Israel. A statement was released condemning the barrage of drones and missiles. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on NBC's Meet the Press.
It's just an extraordinary example of military superiority that Israel demonstrated.
It was an enigma.
Israeli authorities say 99% of the weapons were shot down. But the intensity of the attack is raising concern. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. would not take part in a counteroffensive against Iran, according to a White House official. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
Netanyahu reconvened a war cabinet meeting in Tel Aviv to discuss a response to the drone and missile attack. War Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz warned that Israel would, quote, exact the price from Iran in a fashion and timing that is right for us. Iran's armed forces chief said the operation was considered successful and, quote, deemed the matter concluded. But Iran warned Israel and the U.S. that a retaliation to its overnight attack would elicit a far bigger response.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for maximum restraint on Sunday after Iran's attack on Israel.
The Middle East is on the brink. The people of the region are confronting a real danger of a devastating full-scale conflict. Now is the time